Good morning, everyone. We are here with the Suzy Scoop. It's been a rainy week, but rumor is that the sun's going to come out this weekend, so I'm very excited about that. We have a special guest with us today, and we have Mimi Bender of Women's Health Virginia, and welcome, Mimi.
Thank you.
And we are going to talk a little bit today about an annual conference that's coming up on, what's the date, Mimi? June 10th, right?
Right, Friday, June 10th.
Friday, June 10th, all right. Why don't you just give us a little, before we get started, give us a little background about Women's Health Virginia, who you are and what you do.
Okay. Women's Health Virginia is a nonprofit organization. We're headquartered here in Charlottesville, but we work to promote women and girls' health and wellness throughout the Commonwealth of Virginia. And we do that with education, with some community-based research, and building collaboration among the organizations and individuals who share our goals but usually don't have a chance to work successfully together.
All right. That sounds fabulous. And the conference this year is called Play or Peak Performance, Gains and Pains for Active Girls and Athletes. And it's my understanding that one of your focuses right now is health and well-being for younger girls, too. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. When we started Women's Health Virginia, and we're still concerned about women throughout their lives, from prenatal care for pregnant women right through till women die. But we decided that we would focus our attention through our Young Women's Initiative on the ages when girls and young women are shaping their own behaviors, beginning to make decisions, and so really focusing on the elementary, middle school, high school, and young adult ages.
Yeah, and making their own decisions. You know, I have 8 and 10-year-old girls, and I am always amazed at how fast they're growing up and the kind of decisions that they're facing and just things that have come up even at this young age. It's a time that is just so much growth going on, mentally, physically, everything. So as you know, I am a volunteer at Women's Health Virginia. I am currently on the board, and this is one of the reasons that I have jumped on board with this. It's something that's very I'm very passionate about. It's very near and dear to my heart. For myself as a woman, I obviously have a mom who I care a lot about her health, and obviously with two daughters. It's an extremely important topic for me, and I know it is for other people. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the conference, what you have in store for the conference on the 10th?
We've designed a program that we think will appeal to a broad cross-section of people who are interested in improving the outcomes for girls and young women. One of our audiences, naturally, are health and education professionals. But with this topic, where we're looking at physical activity and sports participation, we think that it will be presenting on issues that will be of interest to coaches and parents and community organization leaders and people who just are concerned about the outcomes for girls and young women. I would also venture to guess that there are some girls, teens, young women who would be interested in coming and learning more about the issues. We decided to do a conference on this topic because we're very aware that many girls do not get enough activity. When you look at the national data, only about a third of American girls get the recommended amount of physical activity.
It's really sad.
And we think about all these girls who are playing on multiple teams or playing elite sports, but the range of activity goes across the spectrum. And so we want to highlight the importance of physical activity for all girls and the benefits that come from engaging in regular physical activity, both when girls are girls, but also as they go through their life. Because very often, if you can establish a good pattern of activity, something that a girl will enjoy, she will keep doing that as she grows up.
Exactly, yeah. Like tennis is a great example. I know you're a tennis player, and so am I, and that's one of those things that you really do. You carry that with you. It's in your heart. You know, it's in your blood, and you carry it with you, I think. Yeah.
And fortunately, as you grow up, you might learn more than a forehand.
Hopefully.
I think summer camp, I learned forehand every year and never quite got to my backhand, which showed when I was about 20. Anyhow, but we are also going to look at the issues about girls who become engaged in organized sports, whether it's individual sports like a sport like running or team sport, soccer, lacrosse, and so on, because there are special benefits from participating in team sports as far as developing goals and self-esteem and leadership and teamwork and things like that. The flip side is that as girls engage in activity and sports, there are injuries that they encounter, risks that they have, and too often, I think many of us don't think about that. We think about the high performance and the successes. But there are mental health issues as well as physical health issues. And we've got wonderful experts from Virginia to talk about some of these concerns. We're going to be looking, as I said, mental health, but also concussions, injuries to the legs, knees, and feet, eating and exercise pattern disorders, things like eating disorders and what's called the athlete's triad, and then also sun exposure, because as we all know, unfortunately, a lot of athletes go out and wearing uniforms that leave their skin exposed, and they don't put on any kind of protective creams, and the uniforms certainly are not designed to be protective clothing.
And I think as a youth, especially, if I think back to many, many years ago when I was a youth, that was something we did not think about. You think you're invincible when you're young, and you are not thinking about sun exposure. You might think about it when you're at the beach because your mom says it a million times, but when you're going out on lacrosse field or something like that, I've done it with my own kids before where they've had a soccer game at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I forgot sunscreen. Thank goodness there were other moms there to help me out, but I think, and right now, this month, May, is National Skin Cancer Awareness Month, so I think that's even more fitting there, so yeah. Great.
And on the concussion issue, just let me add something, because I think that is one area where people don't think about girls being injured. We think about boys playing football and how concussions are reported, the crisis in the NFL, but when you look at the data, more girls have concussions playing sports than boys.
Wow.
And it happens when girls hit the floor or when they get hit in the head with a racket or a ball or whatever. There was an article in the Washington Post just last month about a girl in Northern Virginia who got hit in the head with a volleyball and kept playing, didn't think anything was wrong, and about 3 days later couldn't focus on her schoolwork or read the crawls on the bottom of the TV screen, and she was diagnosed. And so we want to raise awareness about all of these issues and then the need to really pay attention to what that individual girl's needs are, what her performance is, and how to make sure that a girl doesn't get back in the game too soon. I mean, we want to make sure they get back. We certainly want girls to be active and play sports, but we don't want to see them injured and also to have injuries that might have a lasting impact long after the team is over.
It's a delicate balance, I think. Of course, we want girls getting out there, and I'm a big proponent of team sports and, getting out there, and I was an athlete myself when I was younger, but there's also the fear of injury. I mean, I went through my daughter having a broken foot this year, which, we caught right away. It was all taken care of. She's totally fine. But there's definitely, it was a kind of a reminder to me that it's a tough game out there, and you really have to watch that kind of stuff. But it's a delicate balance.
And we're very excited because our keynote speaker is Michael Sokolov, who actually has focused a lot of attention on what his title of his book calls the injury epidemic in women's sports. The title of the book is Warrior Girls, Protecting Our Daughters Against the Injury Epidemic in Women's Sports. And Mike is a contributing writer for the New York Times Magazine, in addition to being an author about several books about sports, not just about women's sports, but sports and athletic performance. And he highlights in the book what I would call a crisis in some women's sports, where girls get injured, for example, in soccer. They get injured, they have their ACL repaired, they go back and play, they get injured again, they have another ACL injury. And he talks about one young woman who, when she's in her mid-20s, she's coaching soccer, but she can't kick the ball because her legs are so damaged.
Which is very interesting, and how ingrained it is in your brain that is what, that is your life, that's what it's all about. I actually met a woman who is an instructor at Bikram Yoga in downtown Charlottesville, who was an amazing athlete in her youth and in college and could barely walk. And because of all of her injuries, she had so many replacements, and yoga was what actually helped her get back to where she needed to be. But I remember meeting her and having her telling me the story and thinking, wow, that's how ingrained it was in her mind that she loved that sport so much that she would continue to go through that. So I think having Michael Sokolov as the keynote speaker, amazing to have someone like that be able to come and speak to us and get a perspective on what's happening out there. Because I think as parents, sometimes we sit back and we watch, and our intentions are always good, I think. Well, maybe not always, but most of us, our intentions are good, and we sit back and watch it happen. But there's a lot more going on there sometimes than we even realize.
And, hearing from athletes is really important. And one of the things, we've been talking about all the experts who are on these panels, but we also have people who have been involved in sport. When we talk about the importance of sports, and we're playing sports for young women, that session of the program will include Sean Latta, who is a professor of physical education and human performance at Manhattan College, but she was the past president of the National Association for Girls and Women in Sports. And then two local women, Robin Salovey Fisher and Tara Wheeler, are going to be on the panel talking about their experiences as college athletes and how it has helped shape them as young adult women.
Right.
And many people know Tara because they see her on
the news. Yes. Yeah, two very accomplished women who were accomplished in their sports. Robin, several sports, as a matter of fact. And Tara, a hockey player, which you would not know by looking at her because she's tiny and beautiful, but not that hockey players can't be beautiful, but you wouldn't expect that necessarily. You see her on TV. And so, yeah, two very accomplished athletes who, and then accomplished women. And what a great experience. I'm looking at the time frame for that. I don't think my kids are going to be out of school yet for that part, but I would love for them to be able to see and who these people are and what they're doing in their lives now and how it, the positive way that it affected their lives. So, go ahead.
So, and you mentioned about parents and how, you know, concerned parents are. You know, as I mentioned, in addition to the professionals, we really are interested in getting parents and coaches to this program because they can really have the closest influence on the kids. I mean, I think that, you know, we talk about doctors doing the exercise RX and essentially prescribing, you know, how to take care of yourself, how to prevent injuries, monitoring kids. But on a day-to-day basis, it's the parents and coaches who can really be in a key position. And we have a focus on that, both of the, for the medical people and the coaches and parents in our last session where a physician Joel Brenner, who's from EVMS in Norfolk and who's a specialist in sports medicine and adolescent medicine, will be talking. But Ruth Middleton, who is a trainer for the Positive Coaching Alliance, will talk about the important roles of parents and coaches in keeping girls' tanks full, as they talk about it.
And the parents and the coaches are the ones that are there every day. The doctor isn't there every day. Some, you know, some of those kids might not see a doctor more than one time a year or a couple times a year for a physical or an ear infection or something. Or
the sports physical.
Sports physical, exactly. So I think that is, it's so important because those are the people who are right there all the time that really influence those girls in their decision-making and their and everything else that they do. So
And the problem of overuse and overtraining is really critical. And you know, how girls play one sport and they might be playing on two or three teams, so they're really battering, potentially, certain parts of their body, and they're also not developing body strength in the parts of the body that aren't being used. You know, we talk about how it's great to have girls on these teams, and I, for one, I think it's wonderful. You know, I hate to show my age, but I grew up before there were as many opportunities for girls to play sports. But it used to be that girls would play all year round. They play different sports. You know, we'd swim in the summer and we'd play, we'd ice skate in the winter and, mm-hmm. you know, run in the fall or whatever. And now if a girl is really good at a sport, she may play soccer all year long and she'll play on two or three teams. She'll play on her school team, her community team, her travel team. And she is really not getting the kind of balanced exercise that would be most beneficial.
No cross-training going on there. And which, you know, and the more you read, the more studies that come out, how important cross-training really is for the individual athlete. Even as if soccer's your main thing, that's great. But if you got to be doing some other things to strengthen all the other parts of your body, and that will help your soccer game. But I think that's been lost a lot on the way. So hopefully it's coming out. So the conference is June 10th at Alumni Hall, correct? And how do people register? How do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can register either online, going to the Women's Health Virginia website, which is www.womenshealthvirginia.org, and that's Women's Health Virginia without any spaces or punctuation.
Got it.
They can call our office, 434-220-4500, and pay with a credit card. Or they can also go online or call us and get a mail-in registration form. There are also flyers around town. It's a bright pink flyer with pictures of girls engaging in various activities. And if they want to call our office, we can send them in the book.
Okay, and the cost of the conference is only $75, which is an amazing price for everything that you will be offered that day. That includes lunch, that includes parking, and that includes this amazing lineup of experts and just great people to listen to. Cost for students is only $45, so if you're over at UVA and you want to check this out, or any one of the universities or colleges around here, check that out. And Mimi, I am so looking forward to seeing you on June 10th at Alumni Hall. And I'm just really excited about this opportunity that you're bringing to us. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you.
It's now time to get the Suzy Scoop. We'll find out everything going on here in Charlottesville over the weekend.
This weekend, there is, as always, plenty of going on in Charlottesville. Thursday, one thing that I'm really excited about, it's Bike Week here in Charlottesville. Hopefully you've learned that by now. So there's lots of educational opportunities and bike rides going on. Monday, there was a little bike ride with the mayor, and there's just all kinds of great things going on. And one thing I'm excited about is on Thursday afternoon at UVA in Carruthers Hall, the Parking and Transportation Department at UVA is providing a bike commuting 101, kind of a lunch and learn. You do have to RSVP for that ahead of time because there's only a limited amount of space. But if you are think if you want to learn more about that and just get in touch with them, there's a great bike community here in Charlottesville, and they're really working to try to make Charlottesville even a more bike-friendly place. So that's on Thursday at noon, and then we'll give you lunch. And additionally, there's still going on. This is the last weekend to check out the Charlottesville Design House. If you haven't been there, get in there this weekend. So amazing. I'm kind of a fan of interior design. I'm not an interior designer for sure. I think that's why I appreciate so much what other people can do. Just a gorgeous home. And what's so cool about the Design House, I think, is that people have really, it's several different designers. So you definitely get a feel for what each designer is about. So check that out. That's out in Crozet. Discovery Museum has a few things going on Thursday afternoon, like the Magic School Bus Science Club. If you have kids of that age, it's a really fun thing for them. And moving into Friday, Design House continue to go on Spring Craftacular at Open Space. This is behind ACAC Open Space. If you haven't been in there, it's a co-working space that you can basically rent space and go hang out there, work. So you don't have to always be in a coffee shop. If you work from home like I do, it's really nice to get out of your house, not have the washing machine or the dishes staring at you. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful space. But what they're doing this weekend, this happens twice a year, once in the fall and once in the spring. And some amazing crafters from Charlottesville, a couple that come from different areas of Virginia, but most of them are Charlottesville residents. They set up space in open space and they have this craft show. And it's not the kind of craft show that you used to go to at the mall when you were a kid. These are just amazingly talented women. Most of them are women. I think they're all women, actually. And that is taking place on Friday and Saturday. So check that out at Open Space. It's Friday evening. It runs from 4 to 8, Saturday from 10 to 5. And again, that's downtown. Date night drop-off. If you have kids, you do have to register for this ahead of time. But if you have kids and you are thinking date night sounds good, because we all know we do not get that enough once we have kids, Friday night, the Discovery Museum offers date night drop-off. It's for ages 3 to 8. The cost is $20 per child for members, $25 for non-members. So you do not have to be a member of the Discovery Museum, although I highly recommend it because it's such a great museum and pays for itself easily. Kids are there. They do all kinds of fun crafts, and they play in the museum, and they get games and food. They get pizza and carrot sticks and all of that. And that takes place on Friday night, so check that out. At Monticello High School, like I've talked about this before, about the amazing opportunities that we have here for the arts in Charlottesville, in this small town. And our high schools are just brimming with fabulous actors and actresses. And this weekend, Hairspray is Monticello High School is putting on Hairspray. That's 8 o'clock on Friday, 8 o'clock on Saturday, and then they have shows on Sunday afternoon as well. And Monticello, I've been to last year, they put on Fame, and it was just so much fun. Hairspray, if you haven't seen it, it's just a really fun show. It's kind of, you know, very politically charged, but from back in the probably the 60s, I'm guessing. And it's just that's a really fun show that's showing at 8 o'clock Friday, Saturday. On Saturday morning, I'm really excited about this. If you have kids, they have the Discovery Dash, the Virginia Discovery Museum Discovery Dash is coming up on the 28th. But I love this, that event, because it's really getting kids moving, kids of all ages. There's different races for different ages, different lengths for different ages. But this Saturday on the 21st, Mark Lorenzoni from Ragged Mountain Running Shop is doing a free one-hour clinic that basically teaches children the basics of running and racing, but they do it through games. It's about having fun and learning how to do it. And I think, you know, we just talked about girls in sports, and now this is a really great segue into this. Mark Lorenzoni does podcasts here in the studio just like I do, and just an amazing community member, knows so much about running and gives so much back to the community through all these different races. And I think that my kids do a lot of running at school. My daughter said she has to run a mile this week as part of their kind of like the PESOLs, I guess. But what I've learned in running with her is that she hasn't really necessarily been taught all the right mechanics and probably like pacing herself. So I think this is just such a great way for them to learn and have fun doing it. And that, so that's at the Charlottesville High School is where that takes place. And that is on Saturday morning. And it's for kids of ages 3 to 12 years old. Novices are welcome. I mean, most 3-year-olds probably are novices, I would guess. You can check that out. also on Saturday afternoon, as part of the Bike Week, and the Rose Hill community are joining, are inviting everyone, all community organizations, businesses, everybody, to come out. There's going to be a bike rodeo. It's called Rose Hill Community Day, but they're having the bike rodeo as part of it. This is at Booker T. Washington Park, which is right over there by Shenandoah Joe's. And just a super fun face painting. Fire trucks will be there. The bookmobile will be there. It's just a great community event. Get out and kind of just enjoy your neighbors. This is another really fun one. This is kind of, this is, you know, I'm a little older than I'd like to admit, but something that's really cool and kind of hip right now is steampunk. And I had to look this up a few months ago when I was found out about some events that were going on at the library, and I've learned a little bit more about it. It's basically combining futuristic ideas and Victorian times when steam was the main source of machine power. This is like a really trendy thing in like the tween and teen ages to learn more about this. So on Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Gordon Avenue Library, they are doing steampunk books and crafts. You make a steampunk style t-shirt, which I don't know what a steampunk style t-shirt is, so I'm very curious what comes out of there. Supposed to bring your own pre-washed dark colored t-shirt, and you do need to register ahead of time for this, so get on there and do that. It's just a really kind of a fun movement that kids are into right now, and the library is doing such a great job. I just have been working with the library lately, and their summer reading program is coming up, and there's just so many fun opportunities there, so you want to check that out. Couple more opportunities for fun, for some theater around town. Last week was the first week of Seussical, which is put on by the Black Box Players. This runs again this weekend. It's a new cast this weekend that runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday. James and the Giant Peach continues on at the Mickey Theater. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Renaissance Fair out in Lake Anna. One last thing before we sign off here. I just want to remind, if you are a parent, and like I am, and you have been procrastinating like I have, getting your kids signed up for camps. It is that time of year, and some of you probably did it a month ago when you were supposed to, but it's May now and you're thinking about it. There are still lots of great opportunities out there, and I just wanted to give a shout out to a few of our sponsors who I know have a few openings in their camp opportunities. I have Artworks of Charlottesville. Artworks used to be over by Taco Bell off of 29. This summer she's running, Miss Pam is running her camps out of Bounce and Play. So talk about a great deal. Get some artworks and do a little jumping around. Your kids will be wiped out at the end of the day. If you haven't done a class through Artworks, my kids have been doing it for 2 years. That's how much they love it. Most amazing experience probably that they've had in a class or an organization since we moved to Charlottesville. And I'm just in love with Miss Pam. She'll be embarrassed that I'm saying this right now, but great opportunity. That's SevilleArtworks.com. ACAC, very well known in our community, great sports programs, but if your kid's not into sports, they have so much else you can do, and who doesn't love going down that slide at the ACAC water park? I know I do, much to my children's chagrin. They get a little embarrassed when I do that kind of stuff, but great opportunities there. Clay Fitness, this is it's fairly new this year. Clay Fitness is doing a teen program and a kids, simultaneously kids and parents athletic training classes. My kids have done these too, and they're just a ton of fun. And also Dance Explosion. My daughter is trying out a new camp this summer. She's never danced before, but a teacher said that would be great for her. So just check out. There's still lots of opportunities out there. Don't be afraid. Don't think you missed the boat because you haven't quite yet, but get on it. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we will talk to you next week.